And benevolence is kindness, eunoia. By implication, the conjugal duty, meaning, and that's here, you know, meaning he's using that as a euphemism, render to her the kindness she's due. And what kindness is she due? What, that she should get pregnant? Is that the kindness due? Likewise, the wife to the husband. Well, how can the wife render to the husband some sort of obligatory pregnancy? He can't get pregnant. She can't render anything to him except pleasure. So we see, that's what he has in mind. Because the whole point of being married is to avoid fornication. These people who go around saying, oh, it's sinful to have intercourse with your wife, are just a bunch, you know, and they, you know, the thing is, they want to bring people into bondage. They don't want to let them enjoy the freedom of what God has given them in marriage to help them. Look, I know ultimately, for me to be like Christ, lust has to die. And that's why Paul talks about, and I think as long as you're married, it's sort of there. It's not in an unrighteous way, but you long after your wife. You know, there's a certain desire. But, I guess I felt like I wanted to go on more about those who say you shouldn't do it. Unless you're, because it's just bunk. It's nonsense. It's absolutely, I've considered it because I want to be right. Right? This is the Apostle Paul's opinion. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever he says by permission, I take a lot more seriously than what a bunch of people who transgress the doctrine of Christ say. Because whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. So those who say otherwise, I don't have much respect for what they say, honestly. I have a lot of respect for what the Apostle Paul has to say about it. The wife doesn't have power over her own body, but the husband has power over the wife's body. Power being control. Because it's exousiazo, which exousias, there's several kinds of words translated power, but one is like dunamis, which is power. We get like dynamite, dynamo, and so on and so forth. But it's like that innate sort of power. But this is exousias, which means authority or delegated control, you know. And so that's what it means. It's like the wife doesn't have this authority over her body. The husband has authority over the wife's body. And the husband also doesn't have authority over his own body, but the wife. See, I would say Paul is sexist is wrong. See, in certain things, there's absolute equality. You know, the husband owes his wife and the wife owes her husband. Her body belongs to him. That's my body. And his body belongs to her. That's her body. You know what I mean? You don't have your own, you can't just do unto yourself, you know, whatever you want. And that's why, in regards to that, he says, defraud not one another. Which means to spoil or deprive. Except it be with consent. For a time, meaning there's a limited, you know, you could consent with each other and say, hey, for a limited time, we're going to not come at each other and dedicate ourselves to fasting and prayer. But then come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. I mean, anyone who's married or who got, like I got married for one particular reason, I mean, other than being in love, obviously. But I wanted to be, before I met the girl I was going to marry, I knew I wanted to be married. Because I had a certain incontinency. I had a lack of self-control. I thought I need to satisfy that lack of self-control. And so I decided, I mean, I could have done it many ways, right? There's all kinds of ways to satisfy that lack of self-control that so many people exhibit. But I knew that the only way I could please God and still satisfy that very strong desire that is natural to humanity would be to be married. Because in marriage, God has ordained a way in which, because he put these, you know, he put these desires in us. And he knows how powerful they are. So he gave us a way to deal with it. Be married. You know, part of the reasons he gave us those desires was so that children would be made. Obviously, if sex was like painful for both parties, probably the human species would have died out long ago. You know. But that's not the only reason. I mean, the thing is, that, you know, it's not just made that way just for children. The whole, this scriptures, verse 4 and 5, is not, it proves, it's like, it's there for your pleasure. And you shouldn't, you know, deprive one another of that kindness. The kindness towards the husband, the kindness towards the wife. It's not the kindness towards the future generations. So, you know, you shouldn't deprive one another, except maybe for a season or so. Maybe you want to devote yourself to prayer, fasting. He says, I speak this by permission. The word permission is I don't have the word, but I wrote down co-knowledge. So that means there's probably soon or sum gnosko or sum whatever. Oh, sun nome, I found it. It means, you know, co-knowledge. It is this sort of, what does he mean by that? You know, but I suppose by it means by the, I've got the Spirit of God in me, and I have this knowledge, and this co-knowledge, this knowledge that I have together with him, in him. It's not a commandment. This is not like, you know, an injunction, a divine decree, like, this is, you know, how it is. What he's saying is, he's trying to make it clear. He's like, I'm not commanding you to separate and then for a time and fast and pray. But I have this knowledge. And, you know, again, this is not, it doesn't take away really the authority of what he's saying. Because when he says permission, when you initially read that, you think, oh, you know, but it's not really the word permit. Concession? But anyways, there's this idea of, maybe that's maybe the Greek word for permit had that not, you know, I only go as far as my notes that I made the last time I studied. Like I said, I don't do a,